it's really good to see that growth. And I think, yeah, when you can see some type of outcome from it, you're like, yes, we're doing this for the right reason.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we're chatting with Jessica Beryl, a full-time paramedic, university lecturer, and seasoned property investor. While maintaining a busy work-home-life balance, Jessica and her partner have utilized buyer's agents in order to expand their portfolio interstate and have plans to continue on in the future. Working primarily as a paramedic, what does the typical day for Jessica Beryl look like?
I guess any given day just at work would be assisting people in a time of need, so anybody's emergency as soon as they dial 000, for whatever reason, we're there assisting. You know, it can be anything from car accidents to elderly who have fallen, and anything in between. So anything high acuity and also a combination of low acuity as well.
In case you don't speak paramedic, Beryl describes what high and low acuity means.
Your high acuity is something, I guess, what you would deem as a serious emergency, so something like a cardiac arrest or somebody's unconscious, down to your low acuity, which could be something as simple as a trip and fall or a common cough cold.
Beryl grew up on the outskirts of southern Sydney, an area that has continued to grow and change ever since.
I grew up and I'm still living in Camden, just out of Sydney.
Ah, yes, I know that place. My sister was actually born there. So,
Nice.
I remember going back, 20 years ago, or actually longer, we're now 30-odd years old. It was a completely different place. It was mostly, it's big spacious land and you just drive past and you just see empty grounds and stuff. Is that the case still, or has that changed a lot over the last few years?
It has changed a lot, you know, from like you were just saying, when I was a kid, that's what it sounded like, what you were explaining, you know, the big open areas and big farm rural area. And I guess we were always right on the outskirts of Sydney, which seemed so far away from everything because there was really nothing in between here and I guess Liverpool. It was all open space. However, now, yeah, there's a lot of development going on out here, and I guess from Liverpool onwards all through Leppington and Oran Park and even out around Camden as well. So has changed a little bit, but it still does have quite a nice country feel out here, and there's still, where we live, lots of nice open space, which is lovely.
Having lived there her whole life, she attended both primary and high school around these small towns and suburbs just outside Sydney.
I went to Elderslie High School, which is just a little suburb next door to Camden. I did primary school and high school in this area, and I guess it was just quite nice when we were growing up. It was obviously, again, quite a long time ago that I was at school, but just a nice community feel, and it didn't feel too busy because you were, you know, I guess out more on the land and a lot of people lived on farms, and it was a really nice environment to grow up in.
I can imagine so much has changed, and because everything's sort of become more suburban and city-like, you know, it's sort of become a community that's kind of lost there, unfortunately, due to the fact there's just so many people in the area nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. I know, just because of the growth, which I guess is inevitable and it has to happen, but it does tend to lose that a little bit, doesn't it?
Like many young people out of high school, Beryl wasn't certain on what she wanted to do, and eventually changed the study and career path completely.
I had left school and I was studying business, majoring in marketing, and I worked in that for quite a few years post finishing uni. And then I went back to uni to study paramedics when I decided I want a bit of a change in career, and decided I'd head on back and paramedics was going to be my future. So I finished uni now. I've been a full-time paramedic for about 3 years now.
After finishing her first degree and working in marketing for a number of years, she made the big change to follow her passion.
I worked in marketing for about 7 years, it was.
Wow, that's quite a long time to pursue that career. What kind of triggered the change? Because this is getting very interesting. It's a big career change. You're not just jumping from marketing into, like, you know, a different company. You're changing completely in your career.
Yeah, it was quite a big change. I think I wanted something where I was working more one-on-one with people and feeling like I was helping people, I guess, and making a change in their lives. I thought of a number of healthcare careers initially when I'd finished school. However, I kind of went down the marketing business path instead, which I don't regret at all. I enjoyed my time doing that. However, I had kind of gotten to that point, I guess it was like that crossroads, and I thought, I really don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do the 9-to-5 at the desk. I really wanted a change, and I'm very happy I did do the change because, I thoroughly enjoy my job now.
Becoming a paramedic was drastically different to the 9-to-5 jobs she was used to working.
It's not a 9-to-5, and that's something that I did find hard initially, not having, I guess, that set routine of Monday to Friday. And it is weekends and public holidays and birthdays and Christmas. So that can be hard, but I think it's really good within the service. It's quite flexible in regards to swapping shifts and changing shifts. And also it's nice because we do have quite a few days off in between our shifts. So even if you don't get the weekend, it's nice to have a few days off during the week.
Yet such a big decision was not made without the influence of the people around her.
I guess by the time I had gone back to uni, the second time, I had obviously consulted my parents, and some of my extended family were already in healthcare and my partner's family. So I guess I'd had a chat with all of them and spoken to them and discussed what their lifestyle's like, et cetera, and what I wanted to achieve later on in life. So I feel like it was a bit of an influence from everybody around me and friends, family. Yeah, everybody kind of contributed to that.
Moving on, we now start to delve into Beryl's property journey and how she initially started close to home.
We initially purchased a home in Camden in around 2012, and that's, I guess, how we started. Well, that's how we got into the property market initially. So we'd found this little home. It was a little old cottage. It needed quite a bit of work done to it, but we loved the location of it and we thought it had a lot of potential. So we purchased it. And yeah, that's really where it all started, from that Camden property.
The first property was purchased with tenants in place, which caused a bit of a headache for these first home buyers.
This was to live in. So we had initially, we'd purchased it and we did have some renters in here initially, and we were hoping to have them in for, I guess, a little bit longer than what had panned out. And then we were overseas and they'd called and said, oh, no, the renters want to move out. So it kind of changed all of our plans. So we ended up deciding that we'd actually come and move into the property.
That kind of worked out really well, I guess, in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I think in the long run, it all kind of panned out.
Coming up after the break, we'll learn about Beryl's initial reluctance towards the idea of investing in property.
I think at the time, from my point of view, I was just really quite nervous, and I guess taking that next step of getting another property.
Why they enlisted the help of a buyer's agent.
I'm very busy. My schedule can be quite hectic, and that's also the same with Joel.
As well as the biggest bump in the road so far.
It was quite funny. It was all within this month period. And you just think, oh my gosh, what else can really go wrong?
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. This episode is brought to you by Your Property, Your Wealth, a buyer's agency that specializes in building high-performance property portfolios. They help their clients build wealth through buying affordable properties throughout Australia. Your Property, Your Wealth have helped clients create portfolios up to $3.6 million and equity of over $1 million, giving their clients control of their financial future. If you're looking to create financial freedom through property but don't know where to start, contact the expert team to help you with the entire buying process. They guarantee that if you don't find a property in 16 weeks, then you'll get 100% money-back guarantee. Take care of your financial future and contact them today at yourpropertyyourwealth.com.au. Like many couples who decide to invest together, there's often one person more hesitant than the other. In this case, Beryl was the one nervous to take the plunge.
We'd had this discussion, and I think Joel was a lot more keen than I was. I was initially so nervous, and I was thinking, oh, I don't really want to do this. And Joel's family, so his parents, they had purchased property in the past and had been a really big encouragement, and I think an influence from Joel's point of view, you know, encouraging him to do it. So he's kind of the one that, I guess, coerced us to start the whole property journey. So, which now looking back was great, but I think at the time, from my point of view, I was just really quite nervous, and I guess taking that next step of getting another property, it was like, oh no, you're so comfortable just with the one that we've got. So, yeah, I guess from that point of view, it was really just Joel who pushed me and influenced me, I guess.
That is great. It's always, you know, one party that I hear that comes in and they go, let's do this. And then the other part's sort of like, no, I'm not sure. It's like, oh, what do I do? And then I guess once you see the results of it and start to see, you know, great things happen, it's like, oh, it actually works.
Exactly. I know. And you think, why didn't I do that earlier? This is great.
So after some consideration and convincing, the couple bought their second property together.
We purchased our next one up in Queensland in 2016, and that was in Deception Bay.
Oh, that's a lovely area.
Yeah. Yeah, so we purchased there, which is, it's good. You know, we've had constant tenants there, which is great, and we've been able to use the equity from that home and Mitchell's, our home here in Camden, to now purchase the property last year down in Geelong.
Being such busy individuals, they didn't exactly have the time to research in depth for their interstate property purchases. So they enlisted the help of a professional company.
With the assistance, like I said, I'm very busy. My schedule can be quite hectic, and that's also the same with Joel. You know, we can generally bypass one another for a week and not see one another, which makes it a little bit hard. So we actually reached out to a company called Your Property, Your Wealth. And the director there named Daniel, he was just awesome in assisting us to find the correct area, well, I guess initially target the correct area where we should be looking and then help us find the property and really with the whole process.
Beryl said she found these services through old school word of mouth referrals.
So Daniel is also from around this area as well. So we had actually known him through a friend of a friend, and I guess got in touch with him that way.
That's great. So through word of mouth and referral, he was able to help you find a property and you know, give you that kind of strategic advice to help you get to that point where you are now.
And now they're going so well. We've seen them everywhere.
Like it is for many, investing isn't always a walk in the park, in particular for Beryl, who's had to face multiple damages and maintenance issues across her properties all at once, causing financial strain on them.
I think it's always quite hard when there's multiple things that go wrong with your properties. Like, you know, the hot water system goes at the same time, the stove wants to break and the air conditioning needs repaired and there's a storm that's come in and ruined, you know, some of the tiles on the roof. So I do feel like sometimes it all comes in waves. And at that point, I think is probably not that you're regretting it, but it's just a time of frustration where you're thinking, oh my gosh, so much money's going out of this property. What are we doing? We're just continually repairing things. But I guess that's like anything, you need to look after the properties. So, yeah, I wouldn't say a worse moment, but I think it's difficult at times when those things do occur and it's all at once.
When things all go wrong at once, Beryl believes you almost have to laugh at the situation.
It was actually both of our investment properties. It was just, I think the hot water system went in at one, the oven broke in the other. There was something wrong with the shower and the air conditioner as well. And then there was one other thing too. Yeah, so it was quite funny. It was all within this month period. And you just think, oh, my gosh, what else can really go wrong? So, you know, but apart from that, we really can't complain.
And I guess this is the thing, that we all take risks involved in purchasing any property.
Exactly.
That you kind of expect these things as well to happen eventually.
And, yeah, and exactly.
How did you manage that as well? That would be very interesting to know, because, you know, things like that do happen, but you don't know when.
Exactly. Well, I guess we always like just to keep a spare kitty of money. We tend to just put away a little bit of money each week just for our investment properties, so that when, excuse me, when something like that does happen, we're not trying to dip into our savings and frantically trying to get money in order to pay for it. So, we are really quite prepared in regards to that aspect, just knowing that these things can happen, and it's accidents and it's overtime and it's nothing that's anybody's fault. So it can happen quite easily. So I think knowing and preparing beforehand, so that when it does happen, it's not going to ruin your lifestyle and change everything in order to try and get together all this money to pay and repair for the property.
Despite the difficulties, Beryl also remembers a positive moment that gave her confidence to feel comfortable investing in property and has inspired her to have her sights set on the next property purchase.
It was probably after we bought our home in Geelong that I think we saw it was really good growth. We've only had it, for about a year, and it's been really good growth. And I think during that time, it's like, oh, wow, we can make money from this whole property business. So I think it's just really been over the last year. Like, it's taken quite a while for us to get, I guess, comfortable with the whole property game, we'd say, and, you know, knowing all the lingo and everything that we can do within the property market, and just seeing that growth and that equity from that home that we've built now over the last 12 months has been great. Just knowing that probably within the next 12 months we're going to have another property, because we've used all of that. So it's really good to see that growth. And I think, yeah, when you can see some type of outcome from it, you're like, yes, we're doing this for the right reason.
Beryl shares a little bit of background of this purchase, which changed her mindset on investing and gave her confidence.
So we had bought a pre-existing home in a newish suburb. I think it was only built in 2016. And the whole Geelong area has just continued to have an increase in growth. And I think over the last year, we've had about a 25% growth rate for that home. Yeah, which is great, considering I think there's been a downturn in other areas. So it's been really good. And again, just thanks to Daniel from Your Property, Your Wealth in just, I guess, directing us to that area, because we would have had no idea otherwise.
Inspired by this story and what Beryl has in store for the future, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode on Property Investory. We'll learn about her approach to investing strategies.
I think we've put a few goals and things that we've just personally set. But again, using the buyer's agent, we will chat about everything with them and what we do want to achieve, and then they can help us, I guess, with more of a strategy from there.
Her reasons behind why she started this journey.
So it would be nice to know that we can, you know, use the or leverage off these properties and hopefully finish work a little bit earlier and possibly travel and have a little bit more comfortable life.
The best advice she's received so far?
Probably just take every opportunity that you can, because you're really not going to, I guess, from the investing point of view.
And that's next time in a future episode of Property Investory. If you love the show and you're ready to get serious about creating financial freedom, give Your Property, Your Wealth a call. They use key data research to uncover growth locations throughout Australia. For a limited time, Your Property, Your Wealth are giving away 6 free one-on-one strategy sessions valued at $299. If you want to invest with confidence, then it is time to choose Your Property, Your Wealth. Visit
yourpropertyyourwealth.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.